a new encounter with the Spirit of God is worth much more than a lifetime of efforts. May each one return with an unforgettable encounter tonight. We are living in very strange days, where the Spirit of judgment made perfect is hovering around the earth. About John, he said, shall go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah. So there are replications in God's great agenda for these days. In the precious name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Word of Life that opens new chapters to people will come everyone's way tonight. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll be looking at tonight receiving the transference of the spirit of faith. Receiving the transference of the spirit of faith. There is something very peculiar about the spirit of faith. It puts one's faith on auto frequency with strange capacity for spontaneous response to challenges. Puts our faith on auto frequency, engraving us for spontaneous response to challenges of life. It just takes over when you are edged in and begins to speak through you without any trace of doubt on your inside. Somebody's living with that spirit of faith tonight. That gets you on key at all times. You hear seemingly impossible things and you see them as cheaply possible. And you walk through it. I saw it in demonstration in Kenneth Hagin's ministry. I've wanted it badly. I crave for it with all my being. And he helped me. That afternoon I heard from heaven, my son David, the baton has been passed over to you. Somebody will take it tonight. Yeah. Somebody already has it. We have it rekindled. Yeah. Nothing under the sun will get you down again. Yeah. Your faith shall not fail again in battle. So let's pay all the attention. In a prophetic service like this, there's always a catch-up moment, something turned at a time. And that's your moment. Something turns and you can catch it. And that's your moment. Amen. You will catch it tonight. Amen. Lift up your two hands. Lord, grant me express access to new realms of the spirit of faith. Grant me express access to new realms of the spirit of faith. Grant me express access to new realms of the spirit of faith. Grant me express access to new realms of the spirit of faith. Grant me express access to new realms of the spirit of faith. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, for a start. And we having the same spirit of faith is the same for all generations. The spirit of faith is the same for all generations. And we having this same spirit of faith. I believe, as it is written, I believe, therefore I've spoken. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. This same. Now, he said, earnestly contend for the faith that was delivered unto the saints. Jude verse 3. Carries the same enormous power to deliver impossible tasks, to crush barriers on the path, to arrive at God's eternal purpose for you and the ministry that God has given you. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Contend. Be desperate for it. You need it. I need it. We need it. Be desperate for it. And only one thing looking for when I went on that trip. Only one. The only one thing I went for was the only one thing I went for. I couldn't tell who sat on my right or who sat on my left. Everything lost meaning to me. I wanted it at all cost. And suddenly I saw his face changed. With my naked eyes, not in the realm of the spirit, I saw it changed like that of a little baby. And I saw oil coming down from his head, down his cheeks, down to his suit, and something electric was fired to me where I sat down in the gallery. I was sobbing uncontrollably, and I love to be normal. But I got down, and a voice came through, "My son David, the baton has been passed over to you." I returned from that journey, there was no explanation. The baton was clear. New realm of authority. Now, you are living from this closing session with a baton of life passed to you. I've not had one problem believing anything. One of the characteristics of the spirit of faith is it empowers you to believe all things. To believe all things, even when people think it's madness, you just believe it because God says so. Because God said so. You can't find space for doubt. Because God says so. Paul, who said that in 2 Corinthians 4:13, he said, in the way which you call heresy, so serve the God of my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets, believing all things, believing all things, believing all things. When I caught Proverbs 4:18, I vowed never to have a better last year. For the path of the just has a shining light, light that shines more and more to the perfect day. October 1, 1981. Helps to believe all things. All things. All things. So we didn't have one effect of COVID-19. One. Believe in all things. So be desperate about this. Be desperate about it. Go plant 10,000 churches. You need faith to catch it. You need faith to declare it. You need faith to take steps towards it. But the spirit of faith takes that over. and gets you on that auto frequency, you are getting there.
Amen.
Let me hear you loud and say amen. It's not, it is written, it is not written. That's not what we're talking about. The Spirit of faith takes over. Because there's nowhere where they wrote 10,000 churches in a year. And now God said, that's what to do this time. And faith said, yeah, there's nothing in it. There's nothing in it. You have never done it. Maybe you have never read about it. And yet you believe it. How? Say, we made the Spirit of faith. Is the answer to the attack on faith this end time. That's the answer to it. When the Son of Man comes, shall he still find faith on the earth? The Spirit of faith is the bulwark against that attack. When you are filled with the Spirit of faith, you don't see any devil in the devil. You don't see any devil in the devil. You don't see any devil in the devil. Now, in the precious name of Jesus, you are going back home with this treasure from this earth. So don't let any devil tamper with God's plan and purpose for your life and the vision he has given you. The just shall take delivery by his faith. So you need the Spirit of faith to take total delivery of God's plan and purpose for your life. We all know that all hell is against the growth and advancement and enlightenment of the church. Jesus said so. I'll build my church. The gates of hell will stand on the way, but shall not prevail, shall not be able to stop it. So there's the gate of hell factor. And above all, taking the shield of faith, you quench all the fiery darts of the devil. All, not most of them, all the fiery darts of the devil. All the fiery darts of the devil. All of it. Why is Satan so hard? And why has he made faith his target of attack? That is the only force with capacity to deliver God's plan and purpose in our lives. That's how to get God committed to his agenda in our life. So he wants to stop that. So he can stop that plan and purpose. But with the Spirit of faith at work, you mess him up. You mess him up. My God, there are many things God has in store for you in your assignment, but you can't receive it now because the capacity required to receive it is not there. That capacity is not natural. It's spiritual. It's not. If that was not available, there's no way I would want to dare 5,000 churches in the following year, 10,000 churches. In a year, where's the budget? So he says something to you, and then because you can't receive it, you can't be empowered to accomplish it. So doubt, one leg in, one leg out, day and night. But you find people just hear from God, and then they just dive. That force helping them from inside. That's the force I want you to receive tonight. And for those of us who already have it, to get it strengthened, get it ignited, keep it on fire. Keep it on fire. Keep it on fire. Where is he against it? Growth of the church. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand, make the enemies their footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Root out in the midst of the enemies. So it's the advancement, the enlargement, the growth of the church that will empower the church to reign in the midst of our enemies. Satan shall no longer have his way in your assignment. Yes. You'll never be limited again. Yes. You'll never be limited again. Yes. You'll never be limited again. Yes. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Yes. As mentioned earlier, the growth of the church is the greatest headache of Satan and his cohorts. He goes personally to blind the eyes of men so they won't be able to see the glorious gospel of Christ. And we have what it takes to keep him in check. And that's faith. In the last days shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, shall be exalted above the heath, and all nations shall flow to it. He doesn't want that. Many nations shall come and say, let's go to the mountain of the house of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, we walk in his path. For out of Zion shall proceed the law, authority shall be domiciled in the church in the end time. There is no gang up of here that can stop it. It's heaven's agenda. May you never lose your crown to another person. It's heaven's agenda. If you can't stop the sun and the moon, you can't stop it. He doesn't want that. So he's standing on the way. But the spirit of faith will take care of him. Remember, it's the same for all generations. Same for all generations. One generation shall serve you unto another and declare thy mighty work. Psalm 145 and verse 5. One generation shall serve you to another and declare thy mighty works. Verse 4, please. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty works. What shall we do that may work the word of God? The work of God is to believe. So it is by faith that God's work gets done. It is the level of faith that determines how much of that work can be done in your hand. So the spirit of faith comes in to help you and me, to enhance our capacity in taking delivery of God's plan and diving into it. Hallelujah. I remember Dr. T.L. Osborne and Mama Idahosa were here. August 1999, while the construction was still on. And TL asked me, David, wait a minute, how will people get here? I said, they're already here. How will people get here? I said, they're already here. Faith has the capacity to see what anybody passing by may not see. They're already here. It's not, they're already here. Why? God said, this is the place. So they're already here. God hates waste. He won't put that facility on when there's nobody to fill it. They're already here. My prayer is that that treasure will go back home with you from this conference. Ever since that encounter, I've never had one problem believing anything. If it comes from the mouth of God, forget it. Is that what it's not done? No, I don't think so. I have no time to think about that. There's no space for it. We did our calculations and said we will not be going on foreign mission in 1995, that we would rather complete all those hanging projects and then move further later. And we got home from that meeting, and God said to me, you are going now. And I called you, I said, God said, we are going now. So let's conclude on the numbers. Who are going? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Be in Lagos next week. Amen. You are going now. No recourse to budget. You are going now. The going was great. The projects were on. Everything going on at the same time. It takes help from above to carry such things and not be stressed. My God. I'll not be speaking to God behind that I've said it to help me. Don't get me into trouble. Amen. Somebody still is changing. He said, covet earnestly whatever gift appears to you the most. Covet earnestly. Earnestly, desperately so. Covet earnestly whatever gift of the Spirit appears the most to you as a need, a desperate need in your ministry. And I can tell you straight, it's to everyone according to his faith. So it is your faith that defines the limits of your ministry. Come on now. It's your faith and my faith that determines the limits of our ministry. Through faith, they subdue kingdoms. My God. So every accomplishment of heaven's vision is limited to the faith at work in us. But there is the same spirit of faith that brings into the same realm with all those great things, all those great names you have in scriptures. And we are going with that today. We are going with that today. In the name of Jesus. We are going with that today. In the name of Jesus. The kind of faith that fed 3 million people. My God, 40 years, morning and evening, with a rock following them, no planting, no reaping, laws of nature suspended. Through faith, through faith, through faith, they passed through the Red Sea, through faith, they walked through the wilderness, through faith, through faith. Every limitation that your faith has suffered must end here tonight. They must end here tonight. They must end here tonight. It's the same for all generations. Luke 1:17, one more time, talking about Elijah. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. That's talking about John. Spirit and power of Elijah. This thing just passed on from one level to another. Many took it from Wigglesworth, including Egan. Many took it from Egan, including myself. Many are taking it from me that I may never meet. It passes on and on and on and on and on and on. We were in a crusade, and when we got to the room where we had the privilege to stay, it's one room. It's a village experience. We were 5 of us. As we were walking into the room after the crusade, there was this faceless, human-sized, dark structure. As we were going to enter the room, it just rolled out. And one huge board from the windows. I said, everybody go and sleep. Everybody go and sleep. The devil is too small to announce when we pray. Go and sleep. I didn't quote Wigglesworth, but that's the way he responds. When the thing comes into you, you are just on that frequency. You are not struggling to relate with it. In the precious name of Jesus, every harassment of the devil on your life and ministry ends here tonight.
The interesting thing is that the spirit of faith, or the spirit of God at work in a man, can reach out to many at the same time. To many at the same time. I will take the spirit upon you and place upon the 70 elders that they may bear the burden with you. Distribution of grace. Paul said, I long to see you, that I may impart you some spiritual gift to the end that it may be established. Romans 1:11. He said in Philippians 1:7, you are all partakers of my grace. It can spread over a million at a time. You must catch your own tonight. Yeah. Tonight must go down in your records. Yeah. As a night of fresh encounter with the spirit of faith. Numbers 11, 14 to 10 to 17, the 70 elders. And he came and took the spirit upon Moses and put upon them. And he prophesied and said, same grace. Let's now examine very quickly tonight before we minister the way God said we should. Let's look at some characteristics of the spirit of faith. What are the characteristics of the spirit of faith? How does it function? How do we know that it's there? Now, let me say this. You can have it and not know. And we have it. It's not something you think about. You can have it and not know. You cannot have the spirit of faith and not know. You cannot. It's not arrogance. It's not. You can have it and not know that you have it. You cannot have it and not know that you have it. You cannot have it and not know that you have it. Peter says, such as I have. Spiritual gifts, they are not things you are not sure of. Amen. You have it, you know you have it. You know you have it. You are not guessing as to whether we are wearing clothes or not. You know it. You are not wearing clothes, my friend. Well, maybe you are off your mind. And wearing clothes. Praise God, you know it. The color of your suit is red. Your eyes is red. I know I'm wearing white. You can't have it and not know. Freely ye are given. Freely give. So you can't have it and be in doubt whether you have it or not. May tonight end every guess concerning this treasure in your life. May it end every guess concerning this treasure in your life. In the name of Jesus. One, as mentioned earlier, the spirit of faith puts us on auto faith frequency. Auto. It works in you and me spontaneously. It rises to the occasion every time. It rises to the occasion every time. No matter what. It stands up to it. And that spontaneously. You don't have to bother with what to say. Except the spirit. It's the spirit of your Father that speaks in you. He comes alive in you and opens the impossible door. For it is not ye that speak, but the spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Those folks were not the ones speaking, sir. Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. No normal man speaks like that. Even for the respect of the king. King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you at all, and we are not apologetic. King, listen, because I know you are stubborn. Our God, whom we serve, He will deliver us. And even if he does not, you are too small to make us bow to an idol. They were not the ones speaking. The spirit of the one speaking in them went to the fire before them. Turned into a cold room. They were just inside electronic, you know, electronic fire. You put your hand in it, there's nothing. There's no heat. Spontaneous response. Unapologetic response. My God.
We were in a meeting years ago, and then some fellows wrote, the facility people wrote a letter or a note that we should shut down the meeting at 7:20 p.m. prompt. So my friend got the note. I saw him doing like that. I said, what is the matter? He was praying. I said, let me see. I said, wait, let me go and speak to that fox. The man fled. We were there for all the days we had to be there. He said, what did you tell him? I won't tell you. But he won't forget forever. Amen. It responds to issues on our behalf. Triumphantly so. Victoriously so. Everybody needs this. Like mentioned earlier, the spirit of faith empowers us to believe all things. And whatever you believe, you are empowered to become. Whatever you believe, you are empowered to manifest. As many as received him, to them give you power to become the sons of God. And as many as believe on his name. So you are empowered to manifest anything you believe. So to believe all things means to manifest all things. It means to manifest all things. John 1:12. You believe it, you are empowered to manifest it. Now, let me say this to you. We've never had any struggle running the two universities. We've never had to pray. All I need to do is to find out from God whether it is his own or not. The moment he says it is high, forget it, my friend. Forget it, my friend. Forget it. Faith comes alive to everything God commands and empowers to manifest it openly, stress freely, begging freely. That's why we need the spirit of faith to deliver God's mandate on our life. Without stress and strain. Without stress and strain. Lord, this thing is coming. How do we go about it? What do we do? Who do I go to meet? When spirit of faith comes alive, it's just a trigger for heaven's intervention. Number three, it speaks the unspeakable. It speaks the unspeakable. It speaks the unspeakable. God said, go forward. Moses said to the people, go forward. And he was in front. To go forward to where? To swim across the Red Sea? Or dive into the depth of it? Speaks the unspeakable. You find a small boy confronting Goliath and harassing him. Today, the Lord will give you into my hand. I will take your neck, your head off your neck. And all the carcass of these your soldiers, I'll give to the first of the year. The man said, shh, what an assault. You know when insult graduates, the next level is assault. While he was still perplexed, David ran. My God. Speaks the unspeakable.
You may be surprised at what you say, but you are not afraid of it. You may be surprised that some things came out of your mouth, but you are not afraid. Did you hear what I'm saying? You say it for free and go to bed. You say it for free and go to bed. Now you see, you're now praying, oh God, what I say, what I say. You say it for free. The tabernacle shall be dedicated September 18, 1999. That's what he said. And that's what I'm saying. Since you can't all hear him, I'm saying to you what he said. And that's what he will do. So the following day we went there. Set the place up. Activity began. He delivered it to time. We even planted flowers. Shame on the devil. It speaks the unspeakable. What the Lord said. It's time to get the aircraft. I was preparing for the seminar. I mean, I'd never thought about aircraft. Yes, he told us that he would do that. But that was not in my... I've never prayed about it in my life. He just walked to where I was preparing to move to that anointing service on Saturday morning. It's time to get the aircraft. It's my... You came into the room and said, God just told me, it's time to get the aircraft. I said, praise the Lord. What can you say? And announced it that morning under such relaxed atmosphere, unperturbed, tension-free. The Lord spoke to me this morning, it's time to get the aircraft. If anybody gives according to what he has, accept him, not according to what he has now. So, you want to give to him? Stand to your feet, give your seat. That's all. On a Saturday morning, not recalled on Sunday, never mentioned again. It is time to get, I understand it's time with the one, take delivery, I've gotten it. Go and collect it. Life. When faith comes alive, tension is gone. Tension is gone. Sir, I never asked, what do you have in the account? He didn't ask me to ask. He said, it's time to go and collect it. We didn't have that. I mean, so very, very true. We didn't have it. We just completed the complex. December 95, dedicated it. And then you are telling me, Mark, we have done our budget for the year. It's not there. It's you who said it. You know, I can't say it by myself. And in 6 months, the plane arrived. 6 months. The plane arrived. The moment he says, say something, say it. Whatever he says, he creates. He's not looking for raw material. God doesn't need raw material. Whatever he says, all the things we see now, they don't come out of the things we see. No. God said, let there be, and there was. So whatever he says, he creates. All you need is faith to take delivery. He says it, he creates it. All you need to do is take delivery. He says it, he creates it. All we need to do is go take delivery by faith. By faith. Don't tell yourself those things. Oh, let him be the one that tells you. Don't go into a kind of competition with anybody. Let him be God that tells you that. Number four. The spirit of faith makes incredible moves. Incredible moves. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, moved with fear. Began to build the ark. Incredible. Rain had never fallen. What are you building? Are you mad? Incredible. Unbelievable. Moves. Unusual moves. What brought this child to this forest? Incredible move. Otherwise, it would have sat down and began to tell God about the geography of the place, in case he's not aware. You know, you live in heaven. Let's give you the details of what happens here. The traffic, the availability of vehicle, the armed robbers on the way.
He said, thank you for informing me. I thank you very much. Any other thing that I need to know? Whatever God says, he creates. And when the Spirit of God, faith comes, it moves you in dimensions that no human effort can. And it always moves in the right direction. When I began building the ark, they were mocking him. He began building, they were mocking him. Suddenly the rain came. Suddenly rain came. Noah! The place is short. Short already. How can a farmer be asked to build an ark? How? He gave him details. God of details. We serve what? A God of details. He gave him the details. The kind of wood that survived 120 years without rotting away. How was it treated? No leakage. Show me your faith without your works, and I show you my faith by my works. Show me your faith without your moves, and I show you my faith by my moves. If it's God who told you, show it. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Number five, dares the undearable. The spirit of faith dares the undearable. There is nothing in it. Very funny nonsense. Hit it 7 times more, 70 times more, why not? 700 times more, why not? Dares the undearable. The king was wondering whether they have run mad. Are these human beings? These are like goats. Who? I am telling you, we are the funniest. You are speaking grammar. Dares the undearable. Dares the what? There are some people now, the Lord has located them in terms of the location of their church in their city. But they can't move. The force needed to move them to the bigger place that God has, they can't release themselves. A board that has more than 10,000 forest. This is the area we have always been. This area is our area. Just put a limit around your life. Because the force required to make the move is not there. The spirit of faith dares the undearable. It dares the undearable. The spirit of faith dares the undearable. Somebody's destiny is taking a new shape. Not by self-esteem, skill, power, strength. For by strength shall no man prevail. But there is that spirit that empowers a man and a woman to dare the undearable. They can't see consequences. No, they just see the hand of God. They just see the hand of God. Somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
The spirit of faith, finally, gets us at rest in the midst of the storms. Gets us at rest in the midst of the storms. Gets us at rest in the midst of the storms. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26 to 28. At rest in the midst of the storm. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Men with spirit of faith are never fidgety. They are never, I'm telling you, they are never fidgety. They don't get scared at circumstances. They are so much at peace that you wonder whether they are conscious of what's happening. So much at rest. So much at peace. They that entered have entered into rest. They that believed have entered into rest and have ceased from their struggles. That's what the spirit of faith does. He brings you into rest and causes you to cease from your struggles, as God did from his own. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
May your remaining days on earth, which are very many, Jesus studies, and grace you to be master of the storms.
Amen.
Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen?
So it can't be there without you knowing. When you are vegetative about everything, where do we go? Where do we come? How do we come? How do we run? Then you know he's here to be there. We shall get in there tonight. What qualifies a man for transference? That's where we're going. What are the things that qualify us for transference? Let's first understand that God is the umpire of transference of spirits. God. He said, I will come down and I will take the spirit that's upon you and place upon them. I will come down. If I leave it to these people, they will only do it for the people they want. I will come down in person and take it from one person to another. Somebody may be here now and choose not to receive. Somebody's in Japan, is swimming in it already. Amen. Amen. Now come down. My eyes running to and fro in all the air to show myself strong. The behalf of them who are perfect towards me. Are you interested? Then listen to the process. What, where must I stand to qualify for that transference? We have that episode of the first thing I mentioned here in Numbers 11, verse 16 and 17 and 24 and 25. Apostles are also commanded, not admonished, commanded to freely release whatever he has given to them. Freely ye are given. Freely give. No hoarding. No hoarding. No one lacks what he gives. You only lack what to keep. No hoarding. My entire desire tonight is that no one lives here with less than that measure of the spirit of faith at work in my life. That no one lives here with less. 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 In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8. Oh, chapter 10 verse 8, please. Freely ye are given, freely give. Freely ye are given, freely give. Now, number one of the process. Identify a carrier. Go to them that sell and buy. Go to those who have it. You want it? Go to those who have it. That's the only place you can get it. Go to those who have it, if you're interested, and get it. Matthew 25 verse 9, go to them that sell and buy. Not with money. Not with all this I buy to the anointed is not correct. It's not biblical. Amen. I didn't give one seed to Kenneth Hagin where I collected the button. I couldn't even see him, so they don't use money to buy this thing. You remember what Peter said, your money perish with you. So you can buy the gift of God with money. So all this new cart. You know, they were trying to carry the ark with the new cart, and the ark stumbled. It's not necessary. You don't buy your time, not, you know. Don't buy with money. When I received the spirit of wisdom by heaven's direction, I didn't give a seed. No. So you can just open your heart where you are. Oh, everyone that thirsted, that's the cost. Let him come. Get on a thirst and connect. Praise the Lord.
If I have the opportunity, I will advise you, don't let anybody come and bite your anointing. It's not correct. It's not correct. To stand on the altar and they are bringing money to you as if you are an idol. It's not correct. As if you know how to make them come, you just started doing it. And then they start coming. And all that money goes to you. Because the altar has become your show. They are not normal. They are not. I think most part of the world, they are tired of it now. They are not doing anything. I don't see they are doing it much. Or they have not been going out. It's not right. It's not right. There's nothing wrong in honoring your father, but not to buy the anointing. As in what a face answers to face, so the heart of man answers to another. Connectivity. Spiritual connectivity is far more important in this regard. Praise God. Number two, receive the person and the ministry of the carrier. Receive the person and the ministry of the carrier. Whosoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall assess whatever the prophet carries. Receive the person of the carrier. The person and the ministry of the carrier. Receive the person. We are not part of those who go around to slander. Nothing flows without connectivity. The Holy Spirit is likened to a river. You can't stand somewhere and then expect a river to come and meet you. You go to connect whatever you want from the river. Receive the person and the ministry of the carrier. That was the place that Elisha stood. I know it. Hold your peace. His master was known to be a troubler of the nation. The son of the prophet deserted him. And only Elisha was left. He became their subject of mockery. As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I'm not leaving you for nowhere. I'm there with you. He said, okay, now what do you want? I want the world to rest upon thee. You can't turn your back on a carrier and connect with what he carries. It won't work. Number three, crave for what he carries. I want it. Now you have seen what it does, so it's easier for you to know why you want it. Crave for what he carries. What do you want? Sir, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. Let double of the Spirit upon you be upon me. Let a double portion of the Spirit be upon me. Crave for it. Let me tell you what drew me to the man Kenneth Hagin. I will see him talking to a crowd, like speaking in his bedroom. What kind of relaxed ministry is this? Before then, when I preached, there will be sweat from the inside to the waistcoat to the outer coat. And I see so serenity. I saw impact. I want this. I want this kind. I covet this kind. You want it to have it. You truly want it, you will have it. If you truly want it, you will have it.
Amen.
You truly want it, you will have it.
Amen.
Cheapest way out. Engage in a sonship tie with the carrier. You just share his DNA bodily. You are not struggling. You share his DNA bodily. All that he carries, whether spirit of faith, spirit of wisdom, or anything he carries, comes through to you because of a sonship tie. A good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 22. Leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. But the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Children's children. Engage in a sonship tie with the carrier. Malachi chapter 4 verse 6. And it shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So there's coming a connectivity. God is restoring fatherhood and sonship and daughtership in his body. Everybody tracing his DNA to somewhere and replicating after the same order. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
My father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. He was Elisha, the son of Shaphat, but Elijah became his spiritual father and he connected to that. And what a wonder he became. Even in chapter 3, only, when that happened in chapter 2, in chapter 3, you see him standing tall against those, that wicked king. If it were not for Joshua, the king, I would not have seen you. You? How? But for Joshua, who are you to be here? He just turned to his shoes on the spot. You don't pray for the DNA of your natural father, it's just your natural endowment, it flows through you. They are not looking for it. You don't have to fast for it. It comes through. That's the beauty of spiritual sonship. That's the beauty of it. And all the mockers came back and bowed before Elisha. He knew where he was going and he went there. Finally, you have to keep feeding that spirit of faith with the word. With the word, you have to keep feeding that spirit of faith on the word, on the word, on the word, on the word. It's the food of the spirit. The word is the food of the spirit. The spirit of faith will die. It will get sick first. Get weak first. And then get sick. If it's not eaten, it will die. You need another time to receive if he chooses to. So feed the spirit of faith on the word of God. That's how to keep that spirit alive and healthy. Healthy and strong. 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 That's why some receive it today and they can't find it again in 1 month. No, it feeds on the word. Every gift of the spirit thrives on the word. The quality of the word you feed into those gifts is what determines their capacity to perform. Don't collect the gifts. I think it's like something you keep in a box and then you want to use, you come and pick it. No, you keep it alive, healthy, and strong by feeding that treasure on the word of God. What a night. No one's life here will ever remain the same again. No one's life here will ever remain the same again. No one's walk here will ever remain the same again.
the next instruction from heaven, you will not trash it. Unbelief will not rob you of it. Your faith will be up to take delivery of it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, as the Lord lives, every church has capacity to be double where they are now before the end of this year. I say minimum double. Minimum double. Or any motivation you desire. It's whatever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. The spirit of faith helps you to pray it and believe it and walk in the reality of it. Stand to your feet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to see a demonstration of this gift in the work you have entrusted in my hand. Now, what dimension of it do you want to see? Listen, God's people, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. As the world was going on, I know something is happening to you. I know something is happening to you. I know something is happening to you. This is not expertise. This is not, my God, it's not expertise. It's not skill. It's endowment. It's what? It's an endowment. So you can't read your way into this realm of spiritual faith. You can't read your way into it. It's impossible. Stop struggling. Amen. It gets you on that auto frequency. Supernaturally. You are not trying to make it up. Supernaturally. Your response is scripturally positive. Amen. Undoubted. So it's not something you can push as an effort to get into. So tonight, first lift up your two hands and ask for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God right now for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Ask God for a fresh endowment of the spirit of grace. Ask God for a fresh endowment. Ask God for a fresh endowment. Ask God for a fresh endowment. Fresh endowment. Ask God for a fresh endowment. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus we have prayed. You believe the prophet standing before you is endowed with the spirit of faith? Now, ask the Lord, I want that kind. The kind you gave to him, I want it. Go ahead and pray. I want that kind. The kind you gave to your servant, I want this kind that puts a man in charge of the affairs of the kingdom at his disposal. I want this kind. I want this kind. I want this kind. I want this kind. Jesus, I want this kind. Jesus, I desire this kind. Pray that prayer from your inside out. I want this kind. I want this kind, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. The spirit of faith is the spirit of dominion. Through faith, they wrought righteousness. They subdued kingdoms. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the furnace of fire. They turned the armies of the aliens to flight. They waxed valiant in battle. Enormous. Now, sir, all those are all demonstrations of the spirit of faith. They are all manifestations of the spirit of faith. That means you have just received what you need to command dominion where God has positioned you. Lord, I desire a raw manifestation of this spirit as I return back home. A desire. Now tell him what you desire. Church to multiply twice, multiply three times, multiply four times. Go ahead. Spread into new areas. Made that decree. Express your desires as a raw proof of this fresh endowment. Raw proof of this raw endowment. Everybody pray. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Now, if you don't tell him specifically what you want, nothing will happen. God delights in specifics. God does what? He delights in specifics. God delights in specifics. Don't sympathize with him. Don't pity him. He has all it takes. Anything about his kingdom turns him on. Anything about his kingdom turns him on. Now, wait a minute. I shared before that one day I said to Jesus, give me 1,000 souls this month. And he did. Second month, give me 1,000 souls this month again. And he did. I said, okay, give me 1,000 souls this week. And he did.
exactly what you want. You go around that mountain long enough. It's time to pray for a new level. It's time to, now, just pray what your faith can catch. And go down to take steps towards driving it. Are you ready? Now, call for new life in that church. New life in that ministry. Call for new life, new realm of life. New realm of growth. New realm of testimonies. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Florida, Tenicanos. Leriano, Prakeno, Ridia. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. The elder brother of the prodigal son was very upset when the father threw a party for his runaway son. And the father responded, all that I have, are they not yours? He never knew that all that the father had was his. He never knew. Your God is able to multiply you 1,000 times many more. You need to know it. So asking for twice multiplication is not an issue. 3 times is not an issue. The wind blew one day and brought innumerable number of quays. One day wind. The of Pentecost, boom, 3,000 at a time. One day wind. Your father has it. All you need is demand for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever you have called for in truth, for the sake of his kingdom, without you sharing the glory in it, receive it now. 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 A new day dawns on your ministry. A new day dawns on your life. In the name of Jesus. What a personal asset that also is concerning your affairs and life. Put you over sickness and disease. Spirit of faith. Secures your life from attacks of the wicked. The spirit of faith. Keep you safe in the air. Safe on the ground. Safe on water. The spirit of faith. You may be attacked at a time where you can't reach nobody. He surges from you and keeps you going. In the precious name of Jesus, whatever anyone may have suffered here before, never again. Never again. Everything you don't want to see again in your life ends here tonight. Yeah.
in the name of Jesus. Please get seated. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Whatever appears to be dominating you hitherto, I'd like you to itemize them. Not assume them. Just like that. No, 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 never again. No, no, never again. This temperature, this hour, another lower temperature next hour, never again. This air of depression hovering around my life, never again. My God. This filthiness trying to hang around on my life, never again. You just stand up to it and nail it tonight to the cross. Amen. It's everything contrary to us. He took it out of the way. He nailed it to his cross. So everything contrary to you, whether on your health, on your family, on your children, or anybody, and it's contrary to God's agenda for your life, that you know it's not part of the redemptive package, and you know it. Now you can engage the spirit of faith to subdue them. And they must obey. They must obey. They must obey. You don't have to manage issues anymore. No. No, it's giving you all things that are made for life and godliness. So whatever is not responding, now itemize it and deal with it when I give you the opportunity to do that in a moment. Now, listen to me before we try to round up. Impact is not transferable. Come on now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just like success is not transferable. Everyone has to make his way there. So the spirit of faith is not a license for slothfulness. It's not a license for slothfulness. It's not a license for doing nothing and expecting everything. The spirit of faith energizes you to go for what you stood for with everything inside you.
Yes.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
You can't inherit success. You can inherit impact. Each one makes his way there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. But that didn't make Isaac. Isaac had to dig, has to sow, has to plant to make his own impact. Genesis 25:25, he gave all that he had to Isaac. Genesis 26, Isaac sowed in the land. Amen. And received in the same year 100-fold. There was no reference to what the father gave him anymore. No. He had to make his own. So everybody, you are going back now to generate your impact with that spirit of faith. Go and generate the impact ordained for you for the year as you live here. Not go to bed. That now I have the spirit of faith. Okay. What I have is spirit of faith. Why am I working this hard? It demands it. It demands it. It demands it. It demands it. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever is responsible for nonchalant attitude to these spiritual charges, I bring them under subjection.
Amen.
On your behalf.
Amen.
So go down there. You can start by asking the Lord, give me 50 souls. This week, that's where you are. And then you keep increasing. Next time, give me 100 souls. And you go out for it. You are not wishing that it happens. Fishes don't come out of water to meet people. You go there. And you are fishers of men. So you go to the sea. Go to the town. Go to where they gather. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
So you have to make it. You have to make moves. To make things happen. You have to make moves to make things happen. Praise God.
Amen.
Jacob stole the blessing. But he walked tired. 21 years of solid work. Even stolen blessing won't work without you walking. I mean, 21 solid years living in fear perpetually. You better live right. No impact without labor. No impact without labor. So faith is not a hiding place.
What do you want to see? And how prepared are you to see it? What are you putting in place to see it? What are you putting in place to see it? We've been working hard on what happens in the month of April, our resurrection month. It mustn't pass ordinarily. So what must resurrect? Can I hear your amen? Now a lot of plans and strategies, inspired steps to take to make it the best of time we've ever had. Amen. What are you putting in place to put to work the things you have had in this place? So the first thing to do on arrival, you can't do it tonight, is to put together action plans. Amen. Towards experiencing the light I've caught on this mountain. Praise God. Action plans. But tonight, anything concerning your health that you don't want to see again must leave you. Yes. Concerning any of your children that you don't want to see again, it must clear up. Yes. Concerning your spouse, whatever you don't want to see again must give way. Yeah. Concerning the ministry, whatever you don't want to see again must give way. Yeah. That you will not return back to the same place you came from, the same way you came from, but with a new zeal and zest to make this happen. To make this year a year with a difference. In the name of Jesus. So, for a moment, stand. Please stand. Don't assume these things. What don't you want to see again? And now, what do you want to see in their place? What you don't want to see again, and what you want to see in their place? You can't play games with men. You can't play games with God. Please wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. And take full responsibility. Everybody, everybody, everywhere, his callings or titles notwithstanding, is responsible for the outcome of his life. Everybody is responsible for the outcome of his life. Everybody, everybody, not somebody's, everybody, everyone. So shake your feet from the dust. You can't see the dust of Zion. Break off the chains of your neck. Engage in this fresh outpouring. How many of you see some fresh outpouring here tonight? Now engage it. Go ahead. And subdue those challenges of your life. Subdue them by name. By name. By name. By name. Pains, aches. Not being able to pray. Not being able to study the word. Every spiritual weakness. Every physical affliction. The strength needed for exploits. The strength needed for exploit. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. It's the dawning of a new day. It's the dawning of a new day. It's the dawning of a new day. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. For those of us running crusades, my God, you'll be seeing surges of people, surges of miracles, surges of divine manifestation, the way you have never seen it before. Every step you take towards seeing souls saved shall flourish and blossom. Every step you are directed to take towards saying souls pulled out of darkness shall flourish supernaturally. No step shall be wasted again. No effort shall be wasted again. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Now pray this prayer before we round up. Passion is the fuel for motion. No matter how costly a vehicle, if it has no fuel, it can't move. Lord, enfire my life with undying passion. With what? Undying passion. Undying passion. I came back from Madagascar one day and I felt I didn't meet my target for the week. I landed and took off on the streets. I was sleeping, dozing in the vehicle. I said, wait, this is what they call fainting and fighting. We have to go on. We have to go on. Passion. Passion is what gives a believer emotion. Passion. You don't have it, you don't have it. You have it, you have it. Look, I must live here with fresh passion and driving your assignment in my hand. Undying passion. Undying passion. Go ahead and pray. Pray that from the depth of your heart. Undying passion for you and the interest of your kingdom. Undying passion. Undying passion. Undying passion. Undying passion. Undying passion. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus we have prayed. He said, of all born of women, there was not like John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom, greater than he. So we have access to greater order of passion than Elijah had.
Yes.
Amen. Passion took him on a flight to heaven. I've been very generous. No God of hosts. I've been very generous. I've been very generous. I've been very generous. Passion above the kind that Elijah has. Lord, I desire. How many want to desire it? You have the right to, because of all born of women, there's none as John the Baptist. Greater than John the Baptist, but he that's least in the kingdom, greater than he. So there is greater potential accessible, available to you and me than what Elijah carried. Jesus got down there and chase them out of the temple, and they remain written, the zeal of thy house has consumed me. Let the zeal of your house, your kingdom, consume my life. Let it be greater than what Elijah had that he called passion. Go ahead and pray. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Let the zeal of your house consume me after the order of Christ. Help me to experience the order of passion above what Elijah carried. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. 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 Pray that prayer.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. It's done. It's done. God will turn you to a surprise to yourself. The things that used to attract your attention is forever gone. Jesus will become your only focus. Yet, you shall not know failure in any other area. His kingdom will become your priority for living. Yet, you shall not want any good thing. 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 In the precious name of Jesus. You shall not want any good thing. Any form of challenge in anyone's home, I command them turn to a triumphant testimony. Any challenge on anyone's health has become a testimony. No one is carrying any sickness away from here. No one is carrying any disease away from here. Every oppression of the devil has finally ended. No more fighting in your sleep. No more sweating out of your sleep. No more nightmares. In the name of Jesus. Well, the year shall be a year of good reports. Good reports only. For you, your family, your ministry. Good reports only. Good reports only. Good reports only. Over your children. Your spouse. Those that live under your rule. Amen. Those that relate with you. Amen. You shall not have occasion to weep this year. Amen. You shall not have occasion to weep this year. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As your days, so shall your strength be. Amen. As your days, so shall your strength be. Amen. Even in old age, you shall still be bringing forth fruit. Even in old age, you shall still be adding value to the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. Lift up your two hands, everyone. And give God thanks for this conference. If you have been blessed, give God thanks. Celebrate and magnify Him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever area of your life and ministry people mock you, on the same issues, they will envy you. Financial tensions over in your ministry, over in your life, in the name of Jesus. Any wrong step anyone may have taken either to, the humility required to correct your steps and come on the right path, receive it now. Amen. Receive it now. Amen. Receive it now. Amen. Receive it now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and get seated. Please get seated. A number of people have helped us here in ministering the grace of God. You have been blessed by their various ministries. Give the Lord a big hand. And my prayer is that the oil on every one of us who are here and those who ministered in the course of this conference shall never go dry. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your smiles will never dry up. Your ministry will not suffer stagnation anymore. Amen. It shall be continuous and endless motion. Amen. Your progress shall be a continuous one. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. For all those who have come from far and near, God who brought you safely will return you back safely.
Amen.
Next Sunday there shall be fire.
Amen.
On every altar represented there shall be fire.
Amen.
And those who are on with us online, the same grace that has been ministered is your portion.
Amen.
Every word proclaimed will deliver in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There are many, many great ministries here. Everybody just sitting somewhere. But God knows that you are here. The world will know that you came. Because the result will show that you came. In the name of Jesus. Please share your testimonies with us. We'll give God the glory for it. Testimonies not shared mostly are testimonies lost. Share your testimonies. You want to put on video? Put on video. You want to write it? Write it. Those who give testimonies don't lack testimonies. Those who hoard testimonies, they always lack them. You don't lack what to give, you only lack what to keep. Share your testimonies. You are reminding me that I was sharing the testimony of 1,000 naira. Nothing is more that God did. Everything God does is great. When you acknowledge Him for one, you have committed Him to give you two. You acknowledge Him for two, you're on your way to having four. Acknowledge Him for four, you're on your way to having ten. Please share your testimonies. Let people in church share testimonies. It will validate what you are preaching. Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
It will validate what you are preaching. And don't take glory for it. As they pass it on the altar, you pass it to Him. They just say, pass it. Now everybody, let's give God glory for what He did. For this man, for this woman. Amen. He was the one confirming. You can be declaring. God is the only one that has capacity to confirm. So give Him the glory. As you keep doing that, He keeps doing more. Last Sunday we had 14 weddings announced for this weekend. 14. Amen. Because when we had one, we said, Father, thank you. Awesome God.
Yes.
We have two. Precious God. Is anyone like you on the earth? And then three. Abba. Thank you, Jesus. This is too much. And then six. And then ten. And I'm waiting to see 80 at a time. I'm waiting to see 80 at a time. Because God is interested in our well-being. He's interested. He's interested in our well-being. There's no one called barren among us here that will return barren.
Yeah.
And the church that God has given shall become a solution center.
Yeah.
Come unto me, you that live, and I'll give you rest. That's God's agenda. And we shall begin to see that made manifest where we are. Finally, be careful with money. Amen. Be careful with what? Get that tip and listen again. Listen again. Be careful with money. It can mess up any ministry. Be careful with money. It can mess up any minister. Be careful with money. Amen. Be careful with money. Be careful with this money. It's a risk. Be careful with this money. Be prudent with your money. Program it, plan it. This is life. Because you're going somewhere. You are going somewhere. Every little flock here will become a kingdom.
Amen.
Every seemingly little minister will become a strong nation.
Amen.
That's God's agenda, and we just have to prepare for it. Stand to your feet. Amen.
Amen.
My hands are blessed.
With the blessings of the Lord. With the blessings of the Lord.
My hands are blessed.
With the blessings of the Lord.
Anyone I touch,
surely must be blessed.
Surely must be blessed.
My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord.
As we share the goodness together, which smiles all over our lives,
we start congratulating everyone around us to just let him know, let her know, you are on your way to your next levels. You are on your way to your next levels. You are on your way to your next levels. So, thank you for the word in this conference, Apostle Paul, Apostle David. Amen. Thank you for the word. Pastor David is out on the crusade tonight, and the place must be burning with fire in the name of Jesus Christ. And you are on tomorrow? Okay. Praise God. I've been on since. So we are coming up gradually. Glory to God. Everybody here is moving to the next level. Deeply appreciate everyone who has been a part of this. My wife has been there all the time. Praise God. Amen. Even when I tell her to go home after the session, she will wait. Amen. She's just very protective of me. We've been there for about 40 years. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Amen. Praise the Lord. Without hitches, there's nothing you believe that will not be made manifest. There is nothing you truly believe that will not be made manifest. Peace has restored. Peace has been restored to your home, to your work environment, to your family members, in the name of Jesus. Let's together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Peace. Now go ahead and let's congratulate one another. Congratulations to everybody in Jesus' name.